still working the Donnellys.
Question board.
Had a life-changing event.
Yeah.
Got back to church.
Hey, amen, brother. Yeah.
I walked in the color booth one night at work and worked at Donnelly's, and heard my crew, they're making wagers. I don't know how long this is going to last.
Last
2001.
God bless you.
I don't know who won, swapped the money, who made the money. I don't really care.
Last year,
I come out to win.
Hey, amen. Yeah.
That's right. I heard this song, I thought, well, Gerald Craig wrote this fish for me. I'm just wondering how. I think I might have wrote it that weekend. But just go. Y'all pray for me.
That's my brother, Lord. Amen.
People said I never made it.
Thank you, brother. Yeah.
Said I'd never see it through.
That's my brother, Lord.
They don't know what keeps me going.
That's right.
Amen.
I guess they never have met you.
Bless your brother, Bill.
Woo! Lord, my life was in shambles.
Amen, brother.
Until the day you came along.
Woo! Glory.
Turn my tears into laughter.
Never do it, praise God.
You gave me a brand new song.
Amen.
I'm still holding on.
Amen.
Lord, I'll never let you go.
Bless you, brother Bill. Praise the Lord.
You gave me a smile.
Heart,
you touch my soul.
Yeah.
Amen. And the bridges that's behind me.
Thank you, brother.
Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best.
Woo!
I've ever found.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
But it likely not to prosper.
Yeah.
It's left hanging over my head.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Never count for nothing.
I'm guilty.
I know that's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled. Never stay around too long. Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for. Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You gave me a smile. You touched my heart, touched my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. I'm still holding on.
That's right.
Best thing I've ever found out.
Amen, brother.
And the bridge is that's behind me.
Woo!
I'm still
Brother Rick, I'd like to praise the Lord one more time. I was 34 years old and I got saved. And I thought, boy, I've done a lot of things. And had a few highs in life. And I'll tell you what, boy, April 27, 1988.
Talk to buddy.
I not only got on the highest high, but I ain't never been down. My wife, I remember one day she told me, she said, "You can't stay on that mountain." I said, "Honey, I can't find no place to get down from." I'm just glad that he's that kind of God. He's the only thing I know that can satisfy. I have a lot of things, but it didn't satisfy.
Yeah.
And one eternal decision, my bedroom at 9000 Ebony Road, completely satisfied Eddie Wade. And I've been bragging on him ever since. I know I've met my mama called me a fanatic, rightly so, and I probably don't even fit in here, I guess, but I'll tell you what, nobody never spoke like he spoke to me that day. Nobody's ever done for what he done for me that day.
Amen.
I just praise God that he's able to do it. Glory.
Amen. Brother Rick, I thank the Lord for saving me, for being so good to me.
Yeah.
My family this week just had a wonderful week in the Lord. And I just thank you. I thank you for answering prayers. I prayed for you. I just thank the Lord that he blessed you and the services and got you back safely.
It's hallelujah. Blessed.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Rick.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy.
Hallelujah. Visit the heart of your children.
I'm 76, but I feel like 6.
Bless you, Lord.
That's good.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, buddy.
Brother Bill, I love you to death. I'd like to tell those downers, we've got a ministry to go to nursing home.
Bless him, Lord.
He's right there singing the hymns for us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
You talking about feeling like traveling on.
Yeah, man.
Here's one it does.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Thank you, Lord, for my salvation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Brother Rick, I'd like to thank the Lord for saving me. I'm just a sinner that deserves to go to hell. I mean, that's just all it is. Y'all know I've had the problem with drugs.
Bless you, God bless you.
It's been gone, I've been clean for a while now.
Bless you, Lord.
Still, God bless you.
I mean, I know people still have their doubts in me.
Bless him, Lord.
And yesterday, I had a surprise drug test. My mom and dad pulled up and had a drug test. And said, "Here, I want you to take this." I didn't have nothing to hide.
Bless you, brother.
I peed in their cup, and I was clean. The Lord's done it for me.
Hear me, Brother Doug. He'll see the cup.
I just wanted to thank him.
Heaven. All right, let's open our Bibles this morning to the Gospel of Luke this morning. We've seen all these testimonies. And let's get our Bibles open. If you would, turn to Luke 16th chapter this morning.
Amen.
And we'll read verse 23 together when we come to it this morning. The Bible said there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
Yeah.
Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
Mm-hmm.
Came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels unto Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried.
Yeah.
Let's read verse 23 together. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and said, "Abraham, afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom." And he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." And then he said, "I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send it to my father's house.
I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
Amen.
Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Thank you, be seated. Our Father, we do thank you, Lord, this morning for allowing us to be, Lord, back here this morning. We thank you, Father, for the good turnout today, the joy that's in people's hearts. And Lord, there's no saying, says the absence makes the heart grow fonder. And for those that really love God, when they can't get to the house of God, it's true. Their hearts do grow fonder, and they best be in there. And they have something to say when they come back, because the Lord has been good and blessed them. Now, Lord, we come this morning and to preach what I feel like you've impressed upon my heart today. And Lord, I confess, Lord, the need of you. And Lord, we pray for lost people today to hear the message. Not only to hear the message, but Lord, to take it to heart. And I pray today that, Lord, they might come today and be saved by the grace of God. For we know that's the will of God this morning. To all that hear today, that they might come be saved today. For today is the day of salvation. And we ask these things today in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now we have to have a little preaching on hell every now and then.
That's the Lord.
And not just a little, but we need we need to have some preaching on hell every now and then.
That's right, Brother Rick.
You say, why, Brother Rick? Well, because so many people's going there.
That's right. Brother.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
And I'd probably say today that there's probably some folks here this morning.
Yes.
Bless you, Brother Rick.
That are going there.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever seen one of them little books? And I've seen them before. And they'll have a picture there for you. And then it'll say at the bottom that you're supposed to find the things that are missing in that picture.
Amen.
Well, Jesus has painted us a picture here of hell.
Yes, right.
And there's some things missing there.
Yes.
There's some things missing there that you and I would have expected to find. You say, what do you mean? Well, for instance, when we read this story about the rich man that died and went to hell, not one time during the whole story does he ever give an excuse.
Yes, right.
You know, lost people is good at giving excuses.
Amen.
You know, they all have an excuse. And if you've ever done any personal work and you've ever talked to folks, they've always got an excuse as to why that they're not saved. And then, you know, not only that, but as we read this, it's interesting here because not one time is there many questions asked.
Right.
That's right.
Now, lost people are always good at asking questions.
Yeah. Right.
You've ever went out, knocked on doors?
Right.
I mean, they know how to get you off track.
Yes. Right.
The important thing for a soul winner is to stay on track.
Amen.
Every time they get you off, come back.
Amen.
Just keep coming back. Because the only thing a lost person needs is they need the gospel.
Amen.
That they need to say. But I've had them ask me where Cain's wife come from.
Amen.
Curtis Hudson was dealing with a man one time, and he kept asking him where Cain's wife come from. He said, where did Cain get his wife? Where did Cain get his wife? And he just wouldn't let up on it. He just kept on wanting to know where Cain got his wife. And he said, sir, he said, you don't need to be worried about where that Cain got his wife. You need to be worried about being saved.
Amen. Amen.
And when you get saved, all that other stuff will come into play. Amen.
Amen.
But there's no questions asked. For instance, why am I here?
Yeah,
that's right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
But here's a man that died and went to hell.
Yeah.
And you'd think he'd want to know why he was there, because I'm sure he thought he was all right, like a lot of other people do.
Amen, brother.
He thought he was all right, but not one time did he ask that question, did he?
Amen.
Now, I know there's some folks who will be in hell and don't know why they're there.
That's right.
That's why you have that judgment in Revelation 20. That's because you got some folks that followed cults and false teaching, and they thought they were doing right. They thought they were just as good as anybody else. And one day they die and they wake up in hell and they wonder, why am I here? Well, that's why you have that judgment in Revelation 20, so that folks can be told why they're in hell. But there is some folks that go there and they know why they're there. They know why they're there. This man may have been of that way. Amen. And then he makes no promises. You know, lost people always making promises, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
I'm going to surprise you. I wish I had a $100 bill for every time they said they're going to surprise preacher, I promise you that as soon as I get my life straightened out, I'll be down to the house of God. Listen, you don't come to the house of God when you get your life straightened out. You come to the house of God to get your life straightened out. I tell you, a guy told me that not long ago. I was talking to him, and he said, I'm going to get saved, preacher. He said, I'm working on it. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 64 years old. I said, you've been working on it 64 years and you ain't got it done yet. I think it's time to let somebody else do the work. But it's amazing to me that there's no excuses, no questions, no promises made. I see you, preacher. I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to come. None of that. None of that. But one thing missing. There's a lot of things missing. But one thing, I'm going to narrow down here and just preach on this one thing for a few minutes. But in the entirety of these verses we read, verse 19 through verse 31, in the entirety of these verses, there's no sympathy found.
That's right.
Amen.
There's no sympathy found.
Amen.
Now, the only hint of any sympathy would be in verse 21, where moreover, we'll call it moreover, that where moreover the dog came and licked the sores of Lazarus.
Amen.
But that's this side.
Yeah. Right.
That's this side.
Yeah.
And it is true that a lot of times an old dog will have more compassion than some human beings will.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you, that we are living in a world, we're living in a world that is very, very sympathetic place, really. I mean, folks are sympathetic in this place that we're now living. I see it all the time. I see it while I was gone this week. I see folks that maybe was in a wheelchair or struggling with some physical infirmity, and somebody be trying to help them. They're showing sympathy to them. Amen. I seen a guy there on the side of the road there, and he had a bucket. And he was standing there, and he was asking folks to give him money. And I seen several folks stop and give him money. They say, you didn't give him nothing. No, I wasn't that sympathetic. He looked like his better health than I was. He's much younger than I was. And he come around our car full of preachers. He come around our car about four times, and finally he put his face right up to the window and he said, hey man, give me a dollar. This ain't no sideshow. You know, some of them people make $30,000-$40,000 a year. But what I'm saying is that this world is very sympathetic. My dad's not doing too good right now. And the nurses have been in. They try to make him as comfortable as possible. And they're very sympathetic, Brother Eddie. And this world has a lot of sympathy in it. I know there's some folks that don't care. I know there's times that maybe people don't show sympathy. But let's agree on the most part that for the most part, at least where we're living at here, folks are pretty sympathetic. Amen. If they think the need's genuine, they'll help. If they think that he's genuine, they'll give. And they want to help me, Brother Eddie, and relieve people of their suffering and all these things. But that's in this world.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you, my friend, that what's missing in this scripture today, what's missing in the next world, if you die lost and go to hell, what's going to be missing there is sympathy.
Amen.
You can get it on this side, but if you die and go to hell, you won't get none on the other side.
Amen.
You see, we look here and here's a man suffering. The Bible says that he died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, and that's a sermon in itself right there. That if you die, you're not going to sleep in a grave till the resurrection. When you die, you're going right then, buddy, wherever you're going. You're going to heaven or you're going to hell as soon as you die. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The Bible said, I believe that. But here's a man that died and he's suffering. You say, how you know he is? The Bible says he is in verse 24. He said, I'm tormented in this flame. Now here's a man died and went to hell. He's tormented in this flame. He's suffering. He's crying. And there's nothing made toward him. No sympathy is shown toward him. But let me say this. Jesus Christ was the most sympathetic person that ever walked on this earth. I want to tell you that when Jesus Christ was here upon this earth, he had sympathy for sinners, thank God. Aren't you glad he did? I'm glad that he looked down from glory and he saw that we were undone without God, without his Son. He saw that we were headed to hell, Brother Nathan. But thank God he had sympathy for us. The Bible said in Romans 6, when we were without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Scarcely for a righteous man one would die. Peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, being much more now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath to come. Oh yes, Jesus was very sympathetic to sinners. Amen. He came to where they were because he cared. Amen. He had compassion on them. I love that verse in Matthew 9:37, where the Bible said that Jesus, he saw the multitude, and they were like sheep without a shepherd. And I like what it says there. It said he had compassion on them because he saw them as sheep having no shepherd. He had compassion on them. He saw them. He had compassion on them. Dear sinner, this morning, if you're lost without God, I tell you, he's got compassion on you this morning. I tell you, he showed sympathy at the cross when he died for your sins and my sins this morning. He is a compassionate Savior. Then he suffered on the cross.
There you go, brother.
He suffered on the cross. He did not have to come down here. He did not have to endure what he endured, such contradiction of sinners. He didn't have to go through the shame of it all. But you know why he did that? He was sympathetic toward us. And I'm not sure he had to come down here to know how we fail. God knows everything. But I think he had to come down here before we would believe he know what we failed. What you say? What you mean? Well, when I'm all alone and my friends have forsaken me, I know he knows how I feel because his friends did him that way. When I'm betrayed, I know he knows how I feel because he was betrayed.
Amen.
When he was lied on, when I'm lied on, I know he knows how I feel, Eddie, because he's been lied on. They said, they told him, they said, we know who our father is. We wasn't born of fornication.
Amen.
He knows how it feels.
Amen.
Remember, I've been blessed not to have a lot of medical problems and surgeries and things, but what little I've had to have, whenever I get in that situation where it's hurting and you're suffering.
Bless you, Lord.
Whenever I get in that situation, I try to think about the Lord on the cross.
Amen.
Now, I know I didn't suffer nothing like what he suffered. But I think about that and I know that he knows what I'm going through.
Amen.
He knows what it is to suffer. Amen. You see, what I'm saying is that when Jesus was here on earth and when people were here on earth, Brother Eddie, he was very sympathetic toward them. I want you to know, dear friend, if you die lost and go to hell, God forbid, I want you to know that sympathetic Jesus. I want you to know he's not going to have that sympathy that he once had. If you reject God's Son, you die and go to hell. I want you to know you can do like this man and cry and scream all you want, but he's not going to show any sympathy. Because you choose to go there.
Brother.
Verse 25. Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things. Likewise, Lazarus' evil things, but now he's comforted and thou art tormented. Not only no sympathy for the suffering.
Good things is gone.
But there'll be no sympathy for the sad memories.
Yes, right. Yep.
Jesus is very sympathetic to our past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God he helped us or saved to get past.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. I was telling Brother Gordon, I was out with my dad. As soon as I got back from Nashville, I knew he wasn't doing good. And I went out there and sat down on the bed there and we had a good talk. And I said, Daddy, you're saved and you're ready to go. And you're ready and everything. And he said, yes, sir.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
And I went up there yesterday, Jack, and I just sat on the bed. And he reached his hand up for my hand. And bless I just reached up and got his hand. And he says, boy.
Bless him.
He said, I got saved when I was young. But he said, I didn't live it.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. I said, Daddy, but you got back.
Yeah.
I said, Daddy, you come back to the Lord. I said, you love church, and I heard you talk to other people and tell other people they need to get saved. I said, Daddy, I said, don't think about them bad memories. I said, you got back right with the Lord. Don't worry about that. You see, Jesus is very sympathetic. He's very sympathetic to the past. I'm glad, thank God. He don't even want me to think about it.
Right.
He said, don't even think about it. I do. I can't keep from it. But I'm so glad, Brother Eddie, that thank God that he's cast them behind his back. And he don't turn around. I thank God he cast them in the sea. Out to the depths of the sea. Amen. Billy Mitchell said the only one that could find them would be a deep diving hypocrite. Be the only one that could find them. I'm glad he cast them in the depths of the sea to be remembered no more against us, praise God. But listen. If you die lost and go to hell, you're going to have a lot of bad memories. But there's no sympathy toward it. You say what you say. The last thing this man wanted to do was remember. And when he just made a plea for water, he just made a plea for the torment of the flame. And he said, son, remember.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
It's going to make him remember.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
God makes us forget.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Puts it behind
but that lost man, he's going to make him in hell remember.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
He said, son, remember. And you say, what's he got to remember? He's got to remember the last thing he wants to remember. Yeah. God said, remember this. In your lifetime, you received good things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, he's wanting to think about all the good things he had in his lifetime.
Yeah.
Amen. All the years of health, all the years of opportunity, all the money that God had allowed him to accumulate. God wanted him to remember the blessings of the past life. Listen, when you go to hell from a rich man's palace, the last thing you want to do is remember how you did have it. Because hell ain't going to be nothing like a rich man's palace.
Amen.
I'll tell you that, brother.
Amen.
You do know if a man, and a lot of times I do, a lot of Christians have to endure suffering. They have to go through all kinds of trouble in this life and tribulation in this life. But it's been well said that if you're a child of God, if you went through cancer, heart attack, loss of limbs, loss of family members, whatever you've been through, that's the only hell you'll ever know. But if you're not saved and you live like this rich man, and you live with plenty, you live with all kinds of stuff, if you're not going to get saved, you better enjoy it, my friend, because that's the only heaven you'll ever know. Yes, sir.
Amen.
So think about your blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what else he told him to think about? He said, remember that thou in a lifetime you receive a good thing.
That's right.
But likewise Lazarus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about how you treated others.
Right.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Lazarus was laid at his gate full of sores.
Right.
He was so bad that even the dog sensed his pain and went over and licked his sores.
Yeah.
And here the Lord is telling, Abraham's telling him here, he said, remember, you received good things in this life, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. Amen. I tell you, you die lost and go to hell. You're going to remember how you treated folks.
Amen.
That's why that we need to treat folks with respect. Treat folks honest.
Amen.
Try to love folks. Sometimes it's hard, but try to love folks. But if you die lost and go to hell, I want you to know that you're going to have to remember how you treated others. You're going to have to remember how good that God was.
Yeah, amen. Goodness of God. Amen.
Then he said, thou receiveth good things and likewise evil, but now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Change.
Yeah.
Right.
He said, but now look where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Look where you're at.
Oh,
I wouldn't want to go to hell from anywhere.
No.
But I sure would want to go to hell from America.
That's right.
Amen, amen, brother. Amen.
God's
amen.
Saturated. Amen. Yeah. I thought about young teenagers that reached the age of accountability. God had dealt with their heart and they never have got saved.
Yeah.
I thought so many times when I've heard about them being out,
yeah,
having a big time, I just see them because I've been one myself.
Right.
I can see them in the back seat of that car going down the road, and everybody's laughing, and everybody's having a big time, and everybody's enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And all at once, as they round the curve, headlights are on their side, and they hit another car head on, and they were laughing. They were having a good time. They were enjoying themselves, and just in the blink of an eye, they wake up in hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Can you imagine waking up in hell?
That fast.
Well, you've had a good mama, a good daddy.
Right.
You had a good church upbringing.
Yeah.
You had grandmas and grandpas that loved you. I prayed for you, and you intended to get saved, but you just kept putting it off.
Yeah,
dear Jesus, it breaks my heart, brother Eddie.
Yeah.
To think about young people that die lost and wake up in hell, and there's nothing anybody can do. Amen.
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 Presence. But now, and it's powerful two words.
Yes.
Eternal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now,
yeah.
It's all changed. No sympathy for the suffering. No sympathy for the sad memories. Really, you're made to think about it.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been run off from people's house. I've had tracks thrown down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had all kinds of little things like that happen. And did you know that every person that run me off, and every person that throw the track down,
right,
they're going to have to remember
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Hey.
That's
I've been preaching 35 years, just about every Sunday morning, Sunday night, somewhere.
Basically.
I've had lost people, maybe some of you. You listen to the sermon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You walk out the door.
Yeah.
You've done that year after year after year.
It's a Lord bless him.
And you may not remember what I preached this morning by the time you get to the top of the hill.
Right. Bless him, Lord.
Right. Yep. Yep.
If you die and go to hell,
yep.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Right.
You'll remember every sermon.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
You'll remember every title. You'll remember every witness.
Yeah.
You'll remember every testimony. Yeah. You'll remember all of that.
Right.
I heard about a young man had a godly mother. She loved him, prayed for him. He reached 10 years, a little beyond. His mother prayed for him, begging to go to church, begging to get right with God. He wouldn't have to do it one night. He'd come in mad at his mom, and he got mad at her, and he said, Mama, leave me alone. He said, where would a person have to go to get away from this? She said, hell.
Yeah.
That's right. But you won't get away from it in hell.
That's right.
Right.
You'll have to remember.
He'll remember.
Yeah, he'll remember.
Yeah.
And the Lord is sympathetic.
Yeah.
You know what I often tell folks like my dad, or what I often tell folks that have had a bad past, they got saved, and they feel bad about it. I had a fellow tell me not long ago, he said, you know why I won't come to church? And I said, no, why? He took his shirt off and had tattoos from here to here. He said, I'm ashamed of these tattoos. I said, well, buddy, that ain't no reason to stay out of church.
That's right.
Man, that's
I said, one of the greatest preachers I ever heard was Carl Nelson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, Carl had tattoos from the top of his shoulder all the way down to his hands, and you never saw him that he didn't wear a long-sleeved shirt.
Amen.
Yeah.
And went all over the country preaching the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, listen, God wants us to remember, forget our past, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Yeah,
amen.
Glory.
I'm glad that, thank God, the record's been settled.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen. I'm glad I wrote God a time. Amen. I'm glad that he's cast all those things behind his back and in the sea of forgiveness. And if you went up there, if you could get up there away, and you asked if you could see the record of Ricky Prophet, I'll tell you, when you held it up, it looked like this right here.
Right.
You say, you that good? No, I ain't, but he is. Thank God he put that blood on my account. Amen. Yeah. Thank God I'm glad that he won't impute iniquity to me. Praise God. I'm glad, but if you die lost and go to hell, you'll have to remember all those bad memories.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. What verse 23. He said, in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, says Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and watch this, and he cried. He cried.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean he's crying? Does that mean he cried? Probably both.
Right.
He said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Look at verse 27. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house. Now there's some cries, strong pleas.
Yeah, right.
What I want to say is what I find missing in this story, there's no sympathy for suffering. There's no sympathy for sad memories. There's no sympathy for strong supplication.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Right.
I want to tell you that this side, Jesus was always sympathetic to strong crying.
Yeah. You're right.
Amen.
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 The Bible said the Lord is nigh unto them that have broken heart.
Yes.
He said there should be of a contrite spirit.
Amen.
He was always sympathetic.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember reading over about Matthew 8. An old boy come down the street. Unclean!
Yeah.
Unclean!
Bless him, Lord.
Unclean! And everybody moves over to the other side. Except one.
Yeah! Woo!
Unclean! Unclean!
Bless him, Lord.
He just keeps getting coming closer. There, he gets right up to Jesus. He says, Lord, if thou will, thou make me whole.
Yeah.
Sympathetic cry. Jesus said, I will be thou whole.
Amen.
Lord, care of him, amen.
He will.
Amen.
Amen. I remember him over there in Jericho. I remember him over there. There's old boy coming down there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. Yep. Right.
I heard Jesus. Somebody passing by.
Yeah. Everybody seen him.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "There's Jesus."
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus, our Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
It's a sympathetic cry. Woo. Yeah.
Humble cry.
Yeah. Jesus said, "What would you let it do for
me?"
He said, "Lord, how that see." He opened his eyes.
Yeah.
Everybody opened my eyes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Amen. I thought about something this week down there. Where was that? A lot of different people there at the meeting, denominations and stuff. But
yeah.
I thought about an old boy that lived around here. And, he's a Pentecostal boy. And every time I'd see him, he'd always say, Brother Rick, anybody healed over here?
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
So, Brother Rick, y'all ever know Timber Hanksters and send them out? At that time, I said, well, no. I did do that one time. Amen, Miss Peggy. I said, no. He said, why not? It's in the Bible. He said, Brother Rick, y'all ever have any blinded eyes open over there?
Yeah.
No. I said, why not? It's in the Bible. He'd do that every time I'd see
him.
So, Brother Rick, y'all ever have any crippled people? Y'all heal them. They start walking, throw their canes away, hang them up on the wall. I said, no. He said, why not? It's in the Bible. I went out to the hospital one morning. Now he come down the hall. Hey! Hey!
Yeah.
He come over and he said, what in the world's wrong? I said, I just had to tell you the service we had yesterday. He said, what happened? I said, we got a blind man got his eyes open.
Woo!
I said, we got a crippled man. He started walking. I said, thank God. He said, what in the world happened? I said, we had three get saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Little fire.
Jesus was real sympathetic about it. Poor strong crying.
Yes.
Please, of sinners. He always is his side of
that's right.
That's it.
You pray.
That's right. It. Amen.
But there's no sympathetic reply made here.
Right.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, he says, give me some water. Did he give him any water?
No.
All I asked for was a drop.
Yes. Amen. Right.
There wouldn't even one drop.
One drop of mercy.
The sympathy shown to this man. You see, tears always touch Jesus.
That's right.
Bible says he bottles them up.
Right.
The tears moved God.
Yeah.
Well, Hezekiah was sick unto death. He turned his face to the wall and he prayed. And the Bible said when God heard his prayer and saw his tears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Tears moved God.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Tears move people.
That's right.
I'll tell you what's messing in our church and what's messing in our soul. We got the track right. We got the message right.
Yes.
Well, we need some tears.
You're right. That's right. You're right, brother.
Amen. One thing I see missing in meetings I go to all over this country is one thing I see, the preaching's great. Amen. The preaching's great. It's done barrel straight.
Bless.
But the one thing I see missing in our pulpits is the tears of compassion. I tell you, people are moved by tears. Amen. And Jesus was moved by tears.
Amen,
brother. I tell you, when you die, if you're saved, you know what God's going to do? He's going to wipe away all tears.
Amen.
I read that one day and I said, Lord Jesus, God must have anxious people as bad as she. And I think about all the tears that fall every day in this whole world.
Yeah.
But God's going to wipe them all away.
Amen, brother.
He's going to wipe them all away.
Amen.
When a person dies and goes to hell, he doesn't wipe the tears away.
Right.
He don't bottle them up.
Right.
No, sir. This man cried and he cried and there's no don't cry. It can't be that bad. It'll get better. You know why there's none of that? Because it ain't going to get better.
Yeah.
You know why it's that way, my friend? Because there is a reason to cry.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, brother, if you die and go to hell, sister, you're going to cry throughout the eternal ages. But I tell you, I'm going to get saved, live for God like I got saved. I'm living for God, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
I may cry some in this whole world, but one day God's going to wipe them all away.
Amen.
Weeping endureth only for a night.
Yeah.
Joy cometh in the morning.
These
tears are not precious to him.
No.
This man's crying. And, you know, our estimation of God, it's hard for us to even read this and comprehend it and realize it.
Right.
But it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Amen.
When you go to hell, it all changes.
That's it. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's an old illustration, but it's a good one. A judge had walked to work every day through the park. One day as he made his way through the park, he heard somebody say, "Help me! Help me! Help me!" He looked down there and there was a boy that was drowning in that lake. He was identified, Bill. He was drowning. He done bent down once. He done bent down twice. "Help me! Help me!" That judge run down there and undone his tie, took his suit off, and he jumped in the water, and he went down there, and he got that old boy just as going under, and he pulled him to the shore, and was able to resuscitate him and bring him back. And about 3 months later, that same man walked into a courtroom, and as he walked in, and with the shackles on and the cuffs on, and with the bailiffs with him, he walked in, and suddenly a smile came to his face, and he realized that was the man down there on the judge's bar. That was the man that had pulled him out of the lake that morning when he was drowning. And he walked down there to the bar, and he looked up smiling, and he said, "You remember me, Judge?" He said, "No, I can't say I do, son." He said, "You pulled me out from drowning just a few weeks ago." That judge looked at him and said, "Son, just remember this. That day I was your Savior. Today I'm your judge."
Yes, yes.
That's it in a nutshell, my friend.
Yes.
He's your Savior today. He'll save you today. He'll pull you out today when you're drowning. But if you die lost and go to hell, he'll be your judge today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sympathy
right.
For strong supplication.
That's right.
Amen. We had five people saved this week.
Woo!
I see a couple of them down there on the altar crying, strong cries, praying. In a few minutes, their whole countenance changed. In a few minutes, the morning turned to laughter.
Yeah.
They got up and said, Jesus saved me.
Hey.
Amen.
Hey.
Jesus saved me. It'll never happen in hell.
No. Right.
Nobody ever get saved in hell.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Look here, verse 27, 28. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send into my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place. Torment. There's no sympathy or sorrowful situations. This is a sad situation.
Yeah.
Here's a man in hell.
Yeah.
Got five brothers back at the house.
Yeah.
They're probably headed that way too.
Right.
Don't know about his mom. Maybe had a praying mom. Maybe she's in heaven. I don't know. But he don't miss his mom, but miss his dad. And this is a sad situation. Can I tell you, there's some sad situations in this whole world.
Glory to
God. Amen.
I sat in Louisville, Kentucky, on a Jewish hospital on the third floor. I said, there was somebody in this church was having surgery. There was three of us in that room, waiting room, three of us. Me, about a 35, 40-year-old young lady, and an older black lady, probably 70 years old. We sat there waiting for a doctor to come out. And in a few minutes, a doctor come out. He had his little cap on, his surgery shoes, and he came out and he went over there to that young lady, about 35 years old. I couldn't hear what he was telling her.
Bless you, Lord.
Well, as soon as he got it out, she went to whack and sob.
Bless him, Lord.
I mean, it just filled that room, that grief, that mourning just filled that room. I was pretty sure he told her husband had terminal cancer. Her husband wouldn't go to make it.
Bless him, Lord, bless him.
Boy, that touched me. I was touched by that sad situation. The Holy Ghost sitting over there, just take her hand. I wish I reminded the Holy Ghost.
Bless you, Brother Rick.
I argued. I said, God, I don't know her, and I don't know what's just happened. And while I'm sitting there trying to argue with the Holy Ghost, that old black lady gets up. She comes across there. She comes over there to where that lady is, and she gets down, and she says, honey, child, it'll be okay. Jesus will take care of you, honey, child. Boy, that's just like a bomb poured over that lady. I thought, oh, dear God. Oh, dear God, we need to be sympathetic.
Yeah.
It's a sad situation. There's a lot of that in this life.
Oh, yes.
People show sympathy to the sad situations we find ourselves in. Don't be too hard on folks.
That's right. Have compassion. Make a difference.
You had a bad marriage and you got a good one. Thank God for a good one.
Amen.
But remember, it can happen to anybody.
That's right.
You got a kid on drugs. Pray for him. Be sympathetic toward people like that. You say, why? I've heard people say, well, if that's my kid, I'd kick it out of the house. That's the problem, isn't it? It's your kid.
Yeah. Right.
I went down to the jail, lady I knew all my life. Her son's been in jail in and out his whole adult life.
Yeah.
I went down there waiting to get in, and I looked, and there that little mama was sitting there at the window waiting for that boy to come. They brought that boy through there.
Right.
And everybody in Glasgow, Kentucky, give up on that boy. I sat there and I saw that little mama sitting there and talking to him. She still had hope. She still was hoping that one day things would change and get better. I don't think they ever have. But what I'm saying is, until you get in that situation, you better be sympathetic. Amen.
Amen.
You better not make it any worse, what I'm saying. Amen. You see, here's a man that asked for a little water. That's a sad situation. But no water's given.
That's right.
Right.
Not even a drop.
No.
Right.
You know what Jesus said when he was here? Let's sit out thirst. He said, you should ask to me and I'd give you living
water. Woo!
Amen.
You know what Jesus said? He said, I'm the water of life.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right.
I'll never thirst in hell.
Yeah.
That's right, brother.
You say, why? I can't. I've had a drink of water.
Hey.
You
yeah.
say, I'll never thirst in hell.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
good, brother. I thought
no way out.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus told him. He said, there's a big gulf fixed, and you can't get where they are. They can't get where you are.
Right.
There's no way out. You know what Jesus said when he's here on earth to people that is still here on earth? I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
Amen. That's it.
He cometh unto me, I will in no wise come away.
Yeah.
Jesus is the way out.
Amen.
That's right. Only
thank God.
Amen.
I'm glad I went through the door.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Brother Chuck Kesey, the preaching, was preaching about Michigan near the Great Lakes. You know, Brother Chuck's preaching one day. Brother Chuck said, my new old mama was a dying. She's a Christian woman, loved God. So my little mama's a dying. Said she got that stare in her eyes like she was looking through and got to talking about it. People had done going on and be with the Lord. And you ever seen that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been around it many times. They start calling people who've been gone 50 years. Somebody said that message messing them up. Oh, you ain't the message.
Amen.
It's that outward man is perishing after that inward man starting to see over on the other side.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Old Chuck's mother said, Chuck. Said, what, mama? She said, I'm going to heaven, boy. And she said, when you get there, so don't expect me to be looking out the window. Because I'm going to be down there by the door.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
That way out. Jesus said, Jesus give you a way out now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Well, time goes so fast. I love you people here this morning. So
bless you, Brother Rick.
You.
Yeah.
Bless
yeah.
you, brother.
I don't want one of you guys to go to hell.
Right.
I don't want you to get there where there's no way out.
Yeah.
This morning, Jesus died on the cross.
Yeah.
And made a way, a door that you can go to heaven, thank God, if you'll repent and sin, trust Christ to be saved today. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God make a way out.
Yes, he did.
Then you know what he said? He said to send somebody to these five boys. Jesus said, Abraham said, they have Moses, the prophets. Just let them hear them. Just let them hear them. Tough, ain't it?
Yeah, right.
He said, by the way, he said, if they ain't already believed them, they wouldn't believe even if they did send somebody.
Right. Yes.
Right.
He said, what are you saying? No encouragement.
Right.
Right.
Well, I'm so glad to know it.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad that he gets in your heart. He said, I'll never leave you forsaken.
Amen.
God, he took me to the airport Saturday morning. Took us 4 hours to get from Glasgow to Nashville. Ice covered road, 7 miles an hour. I'm in the back seat. Make me think about when we used to take the kids places. I remember one time we took the Smoky Mountains. The old Jeep we had, we'd never been no hurry. That cord shot in the back seat. Never seen nothing. We come over to that first side of the mountain, I just pulled that old Jeep over. I said, Lord, have mercy, boys. Look what God's made.
Yeah.
So we start going somewhere, we wouldn't be 30 minutes down the road. Scotty, of course, said, Daddy, we there yet?
Yeah.
I think we were there for the other day. We got down about Franklin. I said, are we there yet?
Yeah, man. Amen.
But I'll tell you what, in the back seat of that Chevrolet four-wheel drive truck, rolling along 7 miles an hour, I felt Jesus.
Amen, yeah, brother.
Woo!
Yeah,
we got on that plane and took off. And when that pilot said we've now reached 40,000 feet, I think he said 4,000 miles per hour. I felt Jesus.
Amen.
Woo!
You say, what are you saying? I know he said he'd be with us low, but I'm here today. He'll be with you high too. Amen.
Yeah.
He won't never leave you or forsake you. Thank God.
Amen.
I'm glad to know. encouraging. But if you die and go to hell, there won't be one encouraging word. Not one.
Amen.
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 Not one. Oh, I love the Bible. There's many wonderful stories in the Bible.
That's right, brother.
You know, like that little old lady had the issue of blood. And she cried to the Lord and he heard her. She touched him. She was healed. It's a happy ending.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jesus when he started into the city of Nain. And there come out a briar, a funeral procession. Little old mama cried over the only son she ever had. Jesus touched that briar.
Yep.
That boy set up. Happy ending.
Yeah.
Happy ending, amen. That old boy down there, Gadara, cut himself crying, screaming. Life just thrown to the wind.
Right.
Jesus came by. And we see him sitting and clothed. He's in his right mind.
Yeah.
He wants to be a missionary.
Yeah.
The story had a happy ending.
Yeah.
I like stories with happy endings.
Yeah.
I've always been an advocate reader. And I'd go to the library where we went to school up there at Temple Hill. They had their little biographies there. George Washington Carver and Abraham Lincoln and all these different people. I think I read every one of them.
Yeah, brother.
Every now and then you'd get to read one, it'd get kind of tough. I couldn't take it. I'd have to turn over to the back. Make sure it had a happy ending.
Bless him, Lord, bless him.
I don't know what you're going through today, but if you're saved,
bless him, Lord, bless him.
You're going to have a happy ending.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Yes, thank you.
That's right.
Thank you for your love.
It's going to end up all right.
Amen.
That's right.
You're going to end up in a good place.
Amen.
In good cheer.
You're going to be happy. The Bible tells us, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
You don't read about anybody in heaven that ain't happy.
Right.
That's what led that song reader to write that song, that songwriter to write that song, everybody will be happy.
Amen.
Happy ending. I like the story of that. Happy ending.
Yeah, what a day.
Amen.
Amen.
Got my dad on my mind this morning.
God bless you. God bless
him. But I've never asked God, and I never will ask God. They let him live another day.
Right.
I wouldn't dare ask God for anything like that. You say why? Because I preached 20 years, and my daddy never heard me preach. Because he was out in the world, bound for the world. And I ain't going to go through the whole story when Daddy come back right with God. But the other Sunday, he rode with me. And Brother Gordon couldn't come, he rode with me.
Yeah.
Amen.
My daddy said something. He's been hearing me, sir, every day for,
bless him, Lord, bless
for years.
Yeah.
He loved church. He loved to come.
Yes.
In fact, last night, he said, I don't guess I'll be able to go to church anymore.
Bless him, Lord, bless him.
But he said something the other day I didn't think I'd ever hear my daddy say.
What'd he say?
We got in the car. We started up the road, and he put his arm over there. And he said, "Son, you preached a good sermon." Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
But that went through you.
What I'm trying to say, God's been so merciful to my family. God's been so merciful to my dad.
Amen.
God's been so good to my dad. I just trust him with it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
I just know whatever he wants to do, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
And thank God he knows what's best. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad that the story had a happy ending.
Amen.
Hallelujah, brother.
Amen.
But if you die lost,
listen up.
Go to hell. This story don't have a happy ending.
Amen. Amen.
Good.
You'll notice how this cuts off.
Yeah.
He said, they have Moses and the prophets. Just let me hear them. He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, then we repent. He said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead.
That's right.
You said, what happened after that? He's still in hell.
That's right.
He's still there in hell. It's a sad ending. Folks, don't let your life end up sad. This thing's real.
Yes, it is.
This thing's real.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't understand it. We can't bring it all out. But I promise you this. When you draw your last breath.
Oh, man.
When you draw your last breath, that spirit's going to depart back to God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And that soul is going somewhere.
That's right.
And spend eternity. Don't go to hell.
Amen, brother.
You don't have to. There's no need to. And when you get there, you won't want to.
Amen.
Christ died for sinners.
That's right.
We're saved. I was out visiting my mom. And my aunt and uncle come in there. And they kind of like my aunt here a few years ago. She come out and she said, hugged me. She said, I'm so proud of you. And I said, what are you proud of me for? And she said, well, you're the only one turned out right. I said, I'm still turning.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Not out yet.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Brother Rick.
Mama said, here's my aunt and uncle coming there. He got ready to leave. My uncle said, Rick has always been a good one. Mama said something about, yeah, I think he'll make it. And I said, Mama, it ain't got nothing to do with how good I've been.
Yeah.
Right. I said, really ain't got no to do with how good any of us is.
Yeah.
It's got to do with the grace of God. That the perfect Lamb of God was nailed on the
cross
for our sins. He came and lived a perfect life for us. Amen. People say, I can't live it. No, you can't.
That's right.
He came and lived a perfect life for 23 years. Put that to your account. If you accept him and take him and trust him, he'll save you today. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Amen. Your story could have a happy ending.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
All for it, all with you.
What's missing in this picture? What's missing in this picture? I tell you what's going to be missing in heaven. Only the lost.
Amen.
Lord, thank you today. Let us preach this morning. Lord, this is true. This is real.
For the message.
Read it right out of the page tree, Lord God. Lord, there's people this morning in this room.
With the great truth of
their love
this morning. And the pain of hell get a hold of
them. If they die, they're going to hell. Lord, to have an opportunity today to come and to be saved by the grace of God. Please help them make the best move they ever made in their life. A move toward the cross. Help them come today and be saved. I pray for every young person. Oh, dear God, I know what happens when young people don't get saved. They grow up in church, go off to college, and they say, you know, they're 60 years old and never got saved. I pray for every young person in this room today that's lost.
Help today, Lord.
God, I pray for the oldest person in this room that is evaded.
Yes.
That's evaded, Lord. God's salvation, I pray they'd come today and be saved.
Amen.
Lord, I confess to you, I need more tears. I confess to you, Lord, I need to be more zealous for those people that are lost.
Help us, Father.
Please, Lord, do something for us today. Help us today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's stand. Let's stand. If you're lost today, please come. Please come.
124. Raise your hand. Thank you, my God. You're there today. Raise your hand. Raise your hand.
Lord, bless you, man. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I pray. He's in the valley of decision, Lord. help them to look at Calvary.
Amen. Amen. Brother Marty.
Oh,
amen. Praise the Lord. Word on anyone's heart today for the Lord, Brother Brian. Yes, sir. That's good, Brother Brian. Amen.
Yeah.
All the years I turned away from him.
Oh, yeah.
Great world. You know, for him to just like that. Here and out there. He's so much to be thankful for.
Thank you. Thankful
for. Amen.
Praise God, Miss Debbie.
Father Rick, I want to thank the Lord for saving me. I want to thank him for answering prayers in my life.
Amen.
But I'd like for the church to pray for my sister.
Yeah.
She's on a ventilator.
Is it her Lord healing me?
She's only 47 years old. All three of her children are lost.
Lord, listen.
I know God knows best. I know He, whatever best for her, I know He'll do it. I'll just be with my mom. And
amen. God bless you, dear.
Yes.
Amen. God, I'd like to thank the Lord for great message, great truths I'm told here this morning. Brought back a thought I hadn't thought about a long time. I guess I was about 10 years old. I do remember being afraid to close my eyes before I went to sleep because I was wondering where I'd open them up again. And
I
remember, boy, that was bigger than me. And the reality, boy, the pains of hell was dealing with me. And I didn't even know it. I just was thinking about where I'd spend eternity. Afraid to close my eyes. Boy, I wish we had some more of that.
Yeah, we need it.
Somehow or another, we on pain pills and sedation and stuff. But I tell you what, boy, we need to wake up to the reality of what you preached here today, boy. People, somebody's going to hell right now.
Yes, sir.
I never even thought about dying today, and yet, boy, the reality of hell set in on them. And I could have been one of them, but I'm glad the Lord rescued me and saved me and put me in a safe place. I appreciate the preaching, Dave.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother, you raised the roof today. I'm so thankful for you.
Bless you.
And there's so many young people and older people that want to get out here and drink and do drugs and have a good time. But just as soon as something happens, who do they call for?
All right.
Oh, my God. Help.
All right, right.
They better wake up today.
That's right.
Yes.
It's the dame of time.
Yes.
Too late. Amen. Amen. Somebody else. All right. Well, we didn't get to have church last Sunday, so we got a little bit extra in today.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
We're going to let you go. Come around and shake somebody's hand. Hope you'll be able to come back tonight and thank you for the service. Remember the law.
Amen.